Welcome back to the Reducer post-Easter edition, and it is still the worst podcast that you listen to. So well done for that. With me today is Dave Klein, Liverpool scum. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, and great to be here, Howard. It's great that prior to recording today, you were going through the whole deal with the squabbling squirrels on your balcony. And we discussed the possibility of you being the only source of protein post-apocalypse.
Yes, although I do think we should say that it's not me that would be the only source of protein, because that makes it sound like everyone's coming
The
round. Everyone's coming round to barbecue me. Potentially, they would be coming round to
squirrel
barbecue
burgers.
squirrels. Yeah, there's been a fight. There's been a victory for one, because they do fight over my balcony, and there's one at the window at the moment.
Ivan Tony bet on any of them?
No, but I'm sure he would have
On
cashed. I'm sure
Tonali.
he. I'm sure he would have cashed out by now. To be fair, I think Paul Merson's comments about, I didn't intend to go here, but fuck it, why
No,
not?
but
I
here we
think
go.
Paul Merson's comments about the fact that the these players, A, clearly need help and counselling, and B, how can you hammer footballers for betting when you've surrounded the pitch with signs about betting? They've got betting companies on the shirts they're running around on. There's the club has an official betting partner, and counted betting adverts when I was watching the Leeds game last night, and there was four different betting companies advertising between between the various ad breaks during, and like at half time. I think it was just betting companies advertising. Ridiculous.
I mean, it's like imagine it was cigarettes you're advertising, all around the grounds on the shirts, and then you're surprised if a player smokes a cigarette. It's just as ridiculous. So, couldn't agree more. Anyway, let's draw a line under that and let's get into review of
Okay.
the
I'll tell you what, I'm chopping that up, and I'm
Well,
chopping that up and putting it in every episode, so you regret saying that.
Somebody has to take control here. So,
No, I love it. Review of the week.
review of the
If we had any kind of production values, I'd put some sort of effect on that. But no chance.
Yeah. Although that dates the show, if you're just reviewing what's happened. So,
True,
that's
true.
probably
But that,
completely useless. So,
well,
anyway.
that, yeah, but that essentially means we should throw away about 50 of our 70 episodes. So it's a bit late now to start worrying about that. Well, anyway,
Hindsight is a wonderful
well,
thing.
is it? There's a couple of games to review, isn't there? Because it's been Easter, so we always manage to cram some extra games in. So you were you playing on Friday? Sorry,
No,
because I should
let's talk
hands
about the
up and.
championship. Championship first, come on.
All right, okay. Right, well, hands up, didn't see the game on Friday because I was busy rocking, because I've been away on tour. But I did see the final result, and I've obviously watched the goals and done my research and listened to all the various podcasts. And we drew 2-2 away at Watford, which is great, because I listened to Daniel Farke, our manager, in his press conference. And it's awesome because he's German, but he started his opening sentence, which was a reply to a question by a local journalist, local to Leeds, not to Watford. And it just reminded me of Graham Taylor, despite the fact we played Watford. They said, so what do you think of the result, Daniel? And he just said, I'll tell you what, I will take a point here all day.
Brilliant.
It's just like, this dude has been in England too long. You know, it's like he's having all the German is draining out of him. And I just thought it was like I will take a point here all day long, despite the fact I've just made that I will take a point here all day long.
He's Japanese.
Right. Anyway, let's move on before we both get ca well,
If you
I'll
get
just get
cancelled,
cancelled. You'll get no, you'll get cancelled for laughing at that.
I'll be cancelled by association. So,
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the
yeah,
Association of
that's how it works
Cancellers.
now.
Yeah, I'm gonna get Yeah, I'm not going for counselling. I'm going for cancelling.
Cancelling,
Yeah.
yeah.
Anyway, fucking hell. To all. Yeah,
Yeah.
great.
Yeah.
Kept our unbeaten run going. It was after the international break, which is really fucked with us. That's why Ipswich are top, because none of those carrot crunching, cousin fucking, tractor driving cunts have got
Definitely
any
getting
international
cancelled
players.
now. Definitely
They've,
getting
well,
cancelled.
yeah, in Ipswich, which is fine. Yeah, which all it means is I can't go to Ipswich, although
Yeah.
those six-toed cunts can run after me if they want. So yeah, it's hit us quite hard, the international break. We had Junior Firpo on the bench, who, I mean, you know, he'd flown back from wherever he'd been, I think Peru. Oh no, that's our other striker. I think he'd Leeds joke there for the Leeds fans listening. Sorry, Leeds fan listening. Oh no, sorry, that's me. Never mind.
Yeah.
It was a good point. It was a good point. And as Daniel Farke said, and I completely agree. So that's our first game of the weekend out the way. How was yours, Dave?
Yeah, well, we did what was required. And you know, as the cliche goes, you can only beat who's in front of you, and we
Was that the
managed
Brighton
to.
game?
That was the Brighton game, yeah. Again, Brighton are a decent team, and De Zerbi is a decent manager, and they were a real threat. And the good news is, the other two teams in this so-called title race, City and Arsenal, have still got to play Brighton. So
Yeah.
hopefully they won't do as well as we did. But no, we won the game, and of course then City Arsenal drew, and that plays in our favour. But you know, there's no. Oh,
You were going to say it, weren't
I'm
you?
just gonna spout cliche, so I'll just refrain. I just think there's gonna be loads of Rothney. I'll quote Rothney here. He said there'll be lots of ups and downs before the end, and the leadership will change probably several times, and it'll all come down to that last game, as Rothney said.
Yeah. No, I tend to agree, because that is how. Yeah, that's how every season that we've ever seen in the history of football unfolds.
It would be great if on the highlights on Match of the Day is like with the switch between the games as change as scores change and goal differences come into play and all sorts of things. That'd be really exciting.
Which is lovely for people who don't know what the scores were, you
But
know.
I think it'll be the same with the Championship though as well. Now Leicester won again.
Now, the Championship does make the Premier League title race look like a bit of a pensioner's marathon, to be honest. It's insane. It's absolutely insane, especially when you've got Ipswich at the top there, who, to quote Moscow White of the Square Ball podcast, rightly said, you know, at the beginning of the season, Ipswich were winning games 3-2 and 4-3 in the last minute, and they, you know, conceding loads of goals but scoring more. And we all went, yeah, there's no way they can keep this up. That's just not happening. And here we are in
Yeah.
fucking April, and they're still doing it. And
Wow.
they are doing amazing things. And you
Yeah.
kind of have to just hold your hands up and say, do you know what? Despite what I said about them earlier, I'm full of admiration for them. I mean, this is a team that was in League One last season.
Yeah.
You know, they're now at the top of the Championship. There's every chance they could go up automatically into the Premier League, which would be incredible.
Yeah.
Managed by an Englishman that no one's talking about. You know, he's not in, doesn't seem to be in the conversation for the Liverpool job, strangely.
Oh,
But, you
don't.
know, or the Bayern job, but or the Real Madrid job. But anyway, I'm just full of admiration for them, because then so anyway, yeah, then we had another game last night, because it's the Championship, so you play, you know, thousands of games. And it was Leeds against Leicester at Elland Road all over again, except we went into lead, they equalized, and they just looked like the better team. Hull were the better team for large parts of the game, and we win 3-1. And as Andy Hinchcliffe, the moaning cunt on co-coms, defenders shouldn't be allowed to do co-commentary. That's what I've decided. You know, attacker, optimist, defender, pessimist. And no matter what happens with a goal, all they do
Yeah.
is, it's a great strike, and here comes the but, oh,
Yeah.
fuck off.
He should have
Just
closed him down. Yeah.
yeah. Oh, look there. Or they go back six phases in the moves and go, you see that's where it went wrong. It's like, do you
Yeah.
stop
If
with your
his arse was a bit smaller, the ball wouldn't have deflected off it. Yeah, that kind of
Yeah.
thing.
And but Andy Hinchcliffe said, look, if you're gonna get out of this division, if you're gonna get automatic promotion, if you're gonna win it, you've gotta get the points when
Yeah.
you're playing badly. And that's exactly what we did. We took 3 points, and we really weren't playing that well at all.
That's what it's all about.
And
Same with
so
Liverpool.
yeah, it was good. It was
Same with
good.
Liverpool. We won. And it's like people are moaning, complaining, oh, should have done this, should have played that, should have. Fuck off. We won. Shut up. Next game.
And
No?
well, exactly. And also in this stats obsessed culture that we operate at the moment, I think people forget there's only one stat that counts, and that's the fucking score.
Goals and points. Yeah.
And it's like when you win, you get a load of stats about, oh, look at this. Oh, and they won. And then if you lose, oh, look at these stats. If you draw, look at these stats.
Yeah.
It's like,
Yeah.
well, I'll focus on the stat,
Yeah.
the stat that counts,
Yeah.
which is the
Yeah.
score. And we took all 3 points. I'm still not quite sure how, but also I have to say, it's always nice to throw in. Yeah, I mean, this stats obsessed culture, it's absolute fucking bollocks. But Daniel James's goal last night was scored at a distance of 56.8 yards, making it in the longest range goal in the top four tiers of English
Fucking
football this
yards. What
season.
century are we in? Jesus. Is
Well,
that post-Brexit measurement? Yeah.
no, it's a post metric. So there you go. That's a fascinating stat, isn't it? Not really.
What wonderful.
But one
Great.
thing's for sure, it looks like, well, not one thing's for sure, because it's not for sure that we're getting promoted. But if we're in the Premier League next season, if we go up in the summer, there can be only one major transfer target for us. Calvin needs to come home.
Yes, I'd agree with that. Yeah.
I mean, seeing him giving the finger
Oh,
to
no.
West Ham fans, I was
What was he
just like,
thinking?
oh, mate, it's not going well, is it?
No,
It's not
Jesus
going well.
Christ. Yeah.
But also, I just think that, right, they lost, they lost 4-3 to Newcastle in an absolute humdinger.
After being
And
3-1 up,
they're
yeah.
away, and West Ham fans will have been hanging around outside the ground for how
Yeah.
long?
Yeah.
Ages. And
Yeah.
then the players
Yeah.
finally come out and they abuse them.
Yeah.
I just
It's
think
not a
it's
good
like,
look.
it's a bit poor. And fair play to Moyes. Moyes has come out and just said, look, players need support. And
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got to support your players. I mean, always does mean like booing, which we've talked about before, especially even at half time now, it's just a thing. And it's like, it's pointless. And I've always thought, it's like, why are you getting on the players' backs?
Yeah.
Because that's the opposition fans' job.
Yeah.
Like, there's no fucking reason for it. Does my head in.
I don't get it. I really don't. I
No,
don't
I
understand
don't.
that mentality. It's like, yeah, anyway.
That's it.
Being
That's it.
upset,
That's all you got to offer, isn't it? That's it.
I can't fucking understand. Well, without fucking just saying people are just entitled cunts.
Oh, there you go. Dave's dropped a truth bomb.
Yeah. Everything should be perfect. Everything in the world should be spot on. We should win every game. All the players should be brilliant. Fuck off. Fuck off. And by the way, fucking West Ham fans, David Moyes is the fucking best thing that's ever happened to you. Won you a fucking trophy last year. So stop fucking trying to get rid of him. Who else are you going to get? Who else is going to go to fucking West Ham?
Preach,
Again,
Reverend Klein.
entitlement. Fuck off. And it's the same, I will say it about Alonso going to Liverpool. It's like, not, he wouldn't have been statistically data driven first choice. Almiron, on the other hand, is. They were doing like a head to head, like for like comparison. between Ruben Almarin and Klopp, and he's about 2 or 3 points difference. Whereas Alonso's, he's not far behind, but he's not. It's just that it's that heart rule in the head. Oh, he played for us like for 5 years, and we won this, we won that, and he shall come here. It's like he's coming home. It's like, well, he wants to go to Real Madrid. That's where he wants to go. So we'll spend another year or two at Leverkusen and then go to Real Madrid. We
Well,
weren't at the time. We weren't the biggest club he played for. Real
but
Madrid,
also, I
probably the
think,
biggest club in the world.
yeah, you've got some very good points there. I'd add to it the fact that,
Oh, it's a bit of a
Almarin.
rant, a bit of a mini rant. Sorry.
Don't apologise, mate. Let it out. I think it's important to mention that also the whole Leverkusen, the whole Alonso thing. It's he's a name. It's sexy. It's that's what it is. It's like, oh, we want Alonso. Oh, but what about? Oh, I've never heard of him. It's like, yeah, that's basically what you're dealing with. But also, Leverkusen doing really well this season under Alonso. Great, wonderful. You get him in his manager. Oh dear, is it too late to find out that he's a little bit inexperienced and he's going to have like a couple of seasons of dip now? I think he's doing exactly the right thing because no matter, he may have a pretty poor season next season,
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
that and people will see them coming. They're also it's the old and the old oh, we won the league, yeah. Or you've got into the Champions League, and like next season you're gonna have like 30 games that you didn't have this season.
Absolutely, that's it.
That's gonna
A
test the
higher level
squad.
as well, higher level.
Absolutely. So there's a lot to take into account as regards Alonso, and also the fact that ultimately he's driving for Aston Martin at the moment and looking great. So I can't see him even going to Ferrari, or Williams, or Liverpool, depending on which Alonso you want to get in as a as manager. I think that'd be fucking brilliant. Just get the F1 driver in.
It's the fucking wrong one. We got the wrong Alonso.
It's oh dear
Fucking
me.
Fernando. Fernando.
There's an in
Oh,
off
you
the.
fucking hell. You're getting your fucking Alonsos and your Fernandos all fucking mixed up.
Oh mate, now there is a an off the post comedy sketch. I can't even remember that football show that we did sketches on. What was it called?
Rose Ed.
Rose Ed, that's it. So if any of you
Rose
can,
Ed.
no, it's not on YouTube. I was going to say look on YouTube. It's not on YouTube. We
You
we
will
wrote
find it.
comedy.
I uploaded a clips reel of us
Did you?
arsing about.
Bloody hell.
I'll
Is
share
it
it with you if you
public?
want. Yeah, it's on
Right,
YouTube.
okay. Look,
I'll share it with you.
for once, right? We'll stick a link in the
Yeah, we will.
description, right? And you can go and see us doing topical football material that's about 15 years old.
15?
Oh
Fucking hell,
shit,
I'm
no, it's
impressed.
yeah.
It's a quarter of a century old.
It can't be
99.
25 years. No.
Yes, 99, 2000.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that
We
the season?
started in November 99, and we ran through.
Bloody
We did it. We did it for 6 months until some cunt of a producer didn't like
hell.
us.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, and the thing is, he didn't like us before he got there.
Well,
So,
in truth, our good friend at the time, the late Mr. Keith Bunker, left the show, so it was out of our hands.
It was, but yeah, fucking hell. Them were days, lad. Them were days.
Right,
It was.
yeah, 25 years,
Right, okay,
25
let's stop
years
that.
ago.
Right. Well, anyway, basically, that would have been a great sketch. The Alonso mix-up. You imagine him turns up in the player's car park in a fucking like F1 car. It's like, eh?
Fucking
What's
hell.
what what's
Who's
what's
this?
going on here? What's good? I don't know
Yeah,
why you keep doing. I don't know why you keep doing the fucking Liverpool accent. You haven't got any Liverpool fucking players, right?
the fans. That's the fans.
Oh, right. Okay. You're right.
Yeah.
Now that
That's
sounds
Red
good.
Men TV and the Anfield rap, all
Oh, and all
crying in the pints.
associated fan channels. So anyway, crashing back
The
into
present.
relevant football discussion.
We went 25 years in the past and then into the future then. Brilliant. Back to the present.
Dear me. An exceptionally self-obsessed episode, this one. I hope you're enjoying listening to
All
Dave and
off the
I's
fucking
private
place.
conversation that we're having.
Oh,
It's
fuck.
always good to catch up, Dave. Oh shit, I've been recording this. Oh dear. So anyway, we beat hole 3-1, but there's something I wanted to there's something I wanted to refer to actually, and funnily enough, 99 2000 is an incredibly relevant season, and watch this pivot. In that season, two Leeds fans were murdered in Turkey prior to our game in the Champions League, away to Galatasaray. And I remember going to the ground not long after, and there was and the Billy Bremner statue was just covered in flowers. I mean, I think I've got pictures somewhere, and you couldn't get to like Billy in the middle because it was just flowers. And I remember picking up a wreath, and well, not picking it up, that had been disrespectful. I remember just looking through, and there was a wreath, and it was a red wreath, and it sort of stood out a little bit. And I went over, and there was an, I'll always remember this, there was a little note in there, and it said, "To all Leeds fans, thinking of you all, football brings everybody together, and football disasters bring everybody together. Wishing you all the best for the rest of the season." And somebody's name and their seat number in the cop, and it was a Liverpool fan. And I thought, that's, I presume, maybe it was a, maybe he lives in Leeds, but that could well have been a Liverpool fan who's, driven all the way across to lay a wreath at the Billy Bremner statue for Leeds fans, which it absolutely blew me away. It really did. And last night was the was it was 24 years since the incident happened, and on the 24th minute, the crowd, as one, turned their backs on the pitch and start applauding. And the ball had gone out, and it was supposed to be a goal kick. And our goalkeeper put the ball down and started clapping. And all our players started clapping. And all the whole players were clapping.
Amazing.
And the ref refused to restart the game and stood there clapping. And then it showed the Leeds bench and our manager all clapping. And then it showed the whole bench and the whole manager all clapping. And for about 30 seconds, not a whole minute, but for a good 30 seconds, the whole game stopped and
Brilliant.
every single person in that ground just applauded. Everyone,
That's
all of the
amazing.
fans, all the benches, the managers, the stewards, the officials, to see a ref stood there applauding. It was just, it was so poignant for that short amount of time. It was not, we were in the middle of a really important game to, for both teams, and it just, it like that meant nothing. That meant absolutely nothing. It was just about commemorating the needless death of these two fans 24 years ago. And it, yeah, I was absolutely blown away, really was. And I think, everybody connected with Hull FC is, deserves the utmost credit for the way they conducted themselves, and all of the officials and the referee, you should be, should be commended. And for the ref to just have the peace of mind, I felt, to just, just pause the game. And now, like, I think that shows incredible intelligence and emotional intelligence to pause the game and just and let the stadium be, and let this moment be marked, rather than, you see it all the time. There's a gate, there's a game going on, and the fans are applauding, and the commentary and the commentator tells you why they're applauding. In this case, it was just no, just stop the game, and pay our respects. And it was one of the most moving things I've seen in a
Sounds
football.
it. I'm going to look for
Incredible.
it actually. I bet it's on YouTube. There must be clips of it.
Yeah, and I'm not
That
going to
sounds
put a link in
amazing.
the description for
Yeah.
that, so go
No,
look
it's
for English
interesting. It
flats.
wasn't mentioned because I watched the there was just Sports Report this morning on BBC and they never mentioned it. They showed the game, but they didn't mention that, which is
Yeah, and
disappointing. Disappointing, really.
yeah, but to be fair, I'm also listening. I'm nearly at the end of the match podcast of, that they do the Square Ball do a match ball, which is usually straight after the game, and they haven't mentioned it yet. I've got to the very nearly the end, and
Well,
they haven't mentioned it yet. And it's one of those things that probably won't get mentioned, but
which is annoying because
it's amazing.
they'll mention negative stuff all the time, but anything that's
Yeah.
unifying and positive, which that is, even though it's it's commemorating a tragedy, it's a
Yeah.
positive moment, and
Yeah, big time.
it shows that fans can be sporting and appreciative of each other, and
Yeah.
it's only a game, bottom line.
Yeah, and also it's not
People died.
it's yeah, it's not, and it's not a sporting, it's not a sporting issue. It's a human issue,
It's a
and if I
human
mean,
issue, exactly.
look, it's the old phrase, isn't it, that two guys flew out to Turkey to go watch a football match and never came home. And
Never came home.
you should, it's that old, it's just, there's something uniquely wrong about the thought of somebody leaving home to go to a football match and never coming home. There really is. And also, I think the fact that it happened in April, not far off the commemoration of the Hillsborough disaster as well, would be another reason why said Liverpool fan placed that wreath. But also,
Yeah, definitely.
it makes it, yeah, it makes it all the more poignant. And especially when you see that kind of reaction, and it was only actually two people who died, and then you think the amount of people who lost their lives in Liverpool, or rather in at Hillsborough, is, yeah, it's absolutely mental. And just moving on from that, I have to say, I know there is a certain amount of people out there who are like, oh, bloody hell, God, are they still going on about Hillsborough and all the rest of it? And it's like, I think what you have to remember is that, like him or loathe him, David Cameron, when Prime Minister, apologised to the Hillsborough families and to the Hillsborough organisation on behalf of the government. And like I said, like him or loathe him, just let's just say the UK Prime Minister at the time. The point being is that all those years later, you've got the Prime Minister apologizing. Maybe it was a big deal. Maybe it is still
Well, it
worth talking
was,
about. You know what I
and it
mean?
still
It's
is,
like
absolutely.
it's absolutely ridiculous to sort of assign that, like, oh, fucking Scousers are always moaning. Yeah, it's a unique, it that is a that's something that is unique to sport in this country. It's the most people who've ever died at
And don't
a
forget, that's
sporting event.
97 families
Yeah,
affected.
absolutely. The ripple effect is massive. Well, I remember the Bradford fire, and
Oh, good Lord, yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
I
and I
remember that.
was,
Wow.
I'm from like 20 miles away, and
That
I
was
and
absolutely shocking, that was, I
oh,
remember.
I knew two or three people that knew people who'd lost people. I mean, that's how far the ripples went, and I mean that as well. I still remember the scenes on TV. I mean, they would not
I
show
know,
those scenes
I
now.
know.
You'd have to go onto YouTube,
Yeah.
but like people running out of a stand on fire.
Horrendous.
Still remember
Absolutely
that.
horrendous. Terrifying.
I still remember the policeman,
Remember?
that policeman taking his helmet off because it was on fire, and he was like, it's just horrific, absolutely horrific. Although I have to say, Chubby Brown, the well-known comedian, turned up to do a gig in Bradford 2 years later and said, "Well, you never invited me to your fucking barbecue, did you?" Which did go down
Oh,
incredibly well, I have to say, because the
what a
people of
cunt.
Bradford have a sense of humour. All I'm doing is just trying to give us a little bit of an uplift towards the end of the podcast
Too
here.
soon, chubby, you fucking fat, fucking useless cunt.
Well, anyway,
What a cunt.
well,
Anyway.
that's That seems like an appropriate way to end it. What a cunt. I presume you mean me. Did you only play one game over Easter then? Sorry for not knowing.
Yeah, we did. We're playing again. When is it? Tomorrow or Thursday, I think. Sheffield United.
Right.
So,
Oh, right.
yeah.
So 3 points then. Don't for one fucking minute trying. No, I can see you. I can see you. I can see your face shape.
I'm a glass
Your
half
face
empty
shaping.
man. I'm a glass half empty man. You know what I'm gonna say.
Well, on
Got
that, on
draw
that.
written all over it,
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
that
On that bombshell, I'm
for
going to wish you a happy week after Easter, whatever the fuck this is, whatever day it is.
I'm not
Enjoy
religious,
yourselves,
so
everybody.
there's no, I don't celebrate it, so fuck it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, anyway.
Post Easter, reducer. Hope you enjoyed it. And, tell people or don't, whatever.
Look out for the amazing clip of the Rosette compilation.
Oh God, yeah. Look out for the it's in the it's in the
It's
description.
posted
Right.
in the description.
Yes, goodbye.
Bye.